Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I immediately just had a flashback
to when we did the
cereal myth. Do you remember Jamie and Adam were doing the myth that there's more nutrition in a cereal box than the cereal itself? And they did a whole experiment with mice that went horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong.
Welcome, MythFits.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of MythFits, the podcast. Carrie, it's been a while. You've been traveling quite a bit. Where'd you go?
So I was just in Australia for a cybersecurity conference. I was doing a keynote on future-ready skills for the next generation and how we can inspire kids into STEM careers. I basically took the job because it was in Sydney and I wanted to visit some friends in Sydney. So I turned it into like a work play trip.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, getting paid to travel, those are the best jobs ever.
Yeah, I also like that whole, the STEM festival is like my other gig where I'm trying to make it global. So I was pitching the National STEM Festival to Australia to see if like they want to do it too. But the fun part was I got to go see both some old friends that you've never met, but our old cameraman Benny and I had
the photo. I'm so jealous.
You two used to be bachelors in the city, running around, having a good time, and now you're both dads. He's got three boys.
I know.
Three boys.
They are a handful. It's so weird because you know how like you meet somebody later in life, in your adult life, and it's like the friends that you have when you're a kid, you stay close forever, right? But Ben was like a person who was like, how did we not, like, we should have met each other when we were little kids. Like, how did we missed out on hanging out this long because you're so much fun and one of my best friends?
Oh, he was definitely your buddy on the show. Like, the two of you were so tight. And I was so excited to have some glasses of wine with him. And while we were outside, because we were in Manly, which is like beach town, all of a sudden, like a skywriter started writing "Marry Me"
above us.
And I was like looking around, just like totally trying to see somebody who was excited. And like the boys were watching. We were all just like, oh my God, oh my God. Are they going to say no? Where is this person? I could never figure out who it was for.
Yeah.
But it had me thinking because, I posted it because I thought it was so, it was adorable. So I posted it on Instagram. Instantly, my DMs filled up with chemtrail conspiracies.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, that's one that came into MythBusters all the time. The chemtrail conspiracy that like you know, that erroneous long belief that the government is spraying chemicals into the condensation out of airplanes, and that you can tell because the trails stay longer than regular trails. And I think it was like the 90s. It started, people were just going crazy for chemtrails, but it's one of those conspiracy theories that's been debunked. But I thought it would be like kind of a fun Mythbuster episode.
Wait, who debunked it? Are you sure about that?
Really?
I'm telling you, there's so many things that are conspiracy theories that are now coming true that it's like, it's, I feel like you know, you do a little bit of research because I don't know. Show me.
Well, the scientific community has been, has debunked this over and over and over for many years that this, you know, it can't be true. That it's just condensation, that, you know, the government isn't spraying chemicals. But I will give you this. There was this book a long time ago. I think we've talked about this, called Behold the Pale Horse. And it is like, it's just a hotbed for conspiracies. And everybody my age who is super into conspiracy theories read this book long ago. And he put in a bunch of conspiracy theories that were untrue, but a couple that were true, just so it kind of gave it a basis. One of them was that in 1950, the Navy did an experiment to see what kind of biological warfare would work in fog. So they basically sprayed a bacteria that was like some sort of rhinovirus, something that would give you, you know, just like nasal congestion, into the San Francisco Bay fog to see how far it would spread. And one dude actually died from his sickness. Like, but you know, lots of people caught it. So it actually kind of proved that you can do this with bacteria in the fog. Thank God for climate change, because there's just like way less fog out here now. So I feel a lot safer.
I mean, but the whole MK Ultra, right? That the CIA was experimenting on unbeknownst subjects with LSD, and they, you know, they had no idea. Are you familiar with that?
I am familiar with that. That it was given to soldiers, right?
Well, they were experimenting on men who were going to brothels, because they didn't, you know, the guy is not going to go, oh, I went to this brothel and I started having insane thoughts. And so it was this whole program where they were giving, and they may have given it to soldiers as well, but they were trying to see if they could control people, mind control, with using LSD.
Have you ever done LSD?
That's all. No, I've never done LSD. I've done shrooms.
I did it once at a Grateful Dead show, because I feel like when in Rome, and I could see how your mind would be controlled. It was it was a weird sort of young, misspent youth experience that I never did it again, but I just didn't like feeling that out of control. But suddenly I understood tie-dyes. I'm like, oh, I get this. I absolutely get jam bands, and I get just really spirally tie-dyes.
That's funny. It's funny you I saw that picture of Ben and you, and I was so jealous, because I love Australia, and every time I would go stay with him, and it's like they're trying to kill themselves by drinking. Like, it literally, like, every night we would go out, we would have our, you know, they would order beers, and then we wouldn't even be like halfway through and somebody's ordering another round. And it was just like, how do you guys do it? Like, you are literally drinking like there is no tomorrow.
Yeah, I did have a couple glasses of wine with Benny when I was there, for sure. That's just kind of felt like Australian tradition. Our whole crew was Australian, and they used to start kicking off, cracking open beers at like 4 o'clock. And we're like,
yeah,
dude, like, It's a Tuesday and I'm using a power saw. Like, I can't join you.
But he was one of the best cameramen on the show, because before him, the cameramen were a little bit lazy sometimes, where, you know, where he would try to be right where the action was. I remember we were doing an experiment at the trapeze school in Oakland. And I had to climb up to the top of this platform. I forget what the episode was, but he climbed up first so that he can get the shot of me climbing up the ladder. And I'm going, oh my God, like, every other cameraman would just be, they'd stay on the ground and just film up at the platform. And this guy is like, I'm going to come up ahead of you to get the shot. And then I remember one time I was getting dragged by a horse and he was following me on an ATV filming. Somebody was driving the ATV and he was holding on to the guy filming to capture me as I'm getting dragged by the horse. He was just the craziest cameraman.
That whole being dragged by a horse. That was such a gnarly experiment. And I remember that day it was like over 100 degrees and I got heat stroke and fainted. Like just was like,
I wasn't even being dragged. You were a delicate little flower. That was what episode was that? That was if your jeans catch on fire from friction, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I get in these pair of jeans and I have all this body armor on. And they start dragging me, and I had a helmet on, but God, I just remember, like, I felt concussed after because my head was just bouncing along the ground.
Tori.
Yeah.
Holiday shopping is starting. I have got my list, and I've got so many people on it. The list has grown over the years, and I'm having, like, the craziest time trying to find the perfect gift for every single person. That is why I'm so glad that I've discovered this thing called Uncommon Goods.
Oh, I love that site.
Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping so much more stress-free because it has thousands of these one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't get anywhere else. I have a lot of professional friends that everybody shows pictures of their kids. Most of them show pictures of their pets. So I have a collection, I know, of people who love their dog or love their cat so much that you can personalize these little wooden ornaments that have their pet's face on it. Like, that's
kind of
the special touch that just shows, like, hey, I'm listening. I know how much you love your pet. And it's just like a special little gift that you can give.
Looks like, is that laser engraved?
Yep. So it's going to look exactly like your pet. It's not some sort of like weird artist rendition. It's an actual picture of your pet.
And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Every purchase is a chance to choose something remarkable and feel good about where your money's going.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date.
That's generous. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/mythfits. Tell them we sent you, support them, and support us at the same time. That's uncommongoods.com/mythfits for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The fact that you were always the crash test dummy, the live guinea pig, like you
dummy.
Did, anytime there was something where you could get a horribly hurt, they're like, oh, Tori will do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just that, God, I don't know.
I mean, you sent me a clip recently of an experiment that that somebody said they did better. Do you
this was an idea that came from Jamie years ago, and he always had this idea of a bus that didn't have to stop to let people off. So basically, as the bus is going, your stop's coming up and it kind of ejects you and you just pop out of the bus and land on the street and the bus could keep going. He's like, it would save traffic jams. It would save on time. It would just be so much, you know, a more efficient way to ride the bus.
And Jamie and his dangerous efficiency. Like, are you kidding me right now? You jump off the bus while it's still moving.
So we came up with this concept that they were going to put a treadmill in the back of a truck, and then I would get on that treadmill, and then as we were driving, the treadmill would shoot me backwards, so that way when I'm off the truck, the momentum of going backwards counteracts the momentum of the truck going forward, and so I would just drop straight down. But then the producers thought it was going to be too dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, that was rare. That they thought it was going to be too dangerous to throw you out the back of a moving vehicle. I mean, they threw you off of buildings. They dragged you behind a horse. You were buried alive. Like, why was this the line? You were willing to do it.
Yeah, I don't know why. And I remember we came up with this, like, dumb excuse. It was this weird, we shot this scene at location where the producer's phone goes off and the insurance company says, oh, it's too dangerous for Tori to do it. I don't know why. I don't remember why they decided we shouldn't do it this way. And so it was like this weird setup where the director's phone rang and we're like, oh, you ruined the shot, case of beer. And like they turn the camera on the producer and he's like, oh, hello. Yeah, this is Australia. I'm talking Australia. And they're saying that insurance won't cover this experiment.
That was so dumb. We hated that. We're like, why are you faking this? Why are we doing this? This is so dumb. Like, can't you just like make it real? Because the show is mostly like 99.9% real, except for the blueprint room. So like, why would you fake this? Oh, Tori can't do it. Why couldn't we just be like, yeah, nah, we don't want to kill Tori.
I think it was so bad that it never made the episode. Like it read so fake that they didn't even cut it into the episode and they just explained it. One of us explained it on camera. But so then the way we were going to test it is we took a air cannon, put a soccer ball in it, put that in the back of a truck, and then Grant would shoot the cannon at a certain moment, and we would see if the ball did literally just drop straight down.
Oh my God, that one was so cool because it just looked, I mean, we tried it over and over and over to get the momentum exactly correct. But when we did, and the ball on the high speed looked like it was holding still. Like, it was so freaking brilliant that this clip in particular is used in so many science classes. Like, I went back to my old high school. This was the clip that they were showing to explain it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's crazy. It took so long to get the timing right. And I remember, I was so mad because it was just like, we were testing it. It was just all day. It was like, it's not working. And, I'm just like standing on the sidelines trying to like make commentary. All right, that one looked good. Let's check in with Grant and Carrie. And I remember this one time the cameraman just went, nah, and he shut the camera off and put the camera down. And I was like, what? I was like, I bet you wouldn't have done that to Jamie or Adam. I am trying to come up with things to say and you're just going to decide, not interested, button off. Oh my God. I was livid. I was like, I cannot believe, like, what a dick. Anyway.
I do remember the moment when it went right. Like the three of us were just like, it was one of those moments of elation where the three of us were like, everybody's screaming.
Yeah, because I feel like we had done it at two different locations. We did it once at the bunkers up near Tracy, and then we did it again out at Alameda Runway. And it was like, like, we can't get this thing to work. Like, once we finally got it to work, it was like, thank God, we're done.
I mean, it was just like a little bit of tweaking. I mean, back then, I think a lot of people watched the videos for Mythbusters with like the hindsight and the current technology in mind, and they don't realize we were doing this for no money and super scrappy and just like going for it in a way that, like, now people have a lot of inspiration, I guess you could say, where they can replicate what we did, learning from those mistakes. But like when we were doing it, it was very new, and we were using things that like were being invented, like an air cannon to fire a soccer ball. That's not just a common thing you have lying around. That was something created for us.
Yeah, totally. And I remember Grant built that thing. It was dangerous. I mean, it was so much fun because we would fire it off in the shop. I remember another time when we were out on location on that shoot, because we were there so long, like we just kept running it over and over and everybody was getting bored, that Matt Cordova, he ran up on the hill where we were driving and he just would moon us every time we drove by. Do you remember
that?
Oh my
God. Yeah. The old days were different.
So
like
dumb.
No HR, like something you could do in modern day sets. Like, I took a 45-minute sexual harassment test last time I went on set anywhere. Can you imagine? That would have been like one of the questions. Can you moon the hosts?
Right. And get away with it. So after we did that experiment, I was really bummed that we never did it with a human. Like, I was just like, we've got to be able to figure this out. But we never did. We did, you know, they were just like, no, we showed the science. We showed how the physics works. We got it to drop, but we're moving on to another episode. And it was a bummer because it was like, there's no danger in this episode. Like, how cool would that be if we actually had a person get launched backwards and land safely on the ground from a moving vehicle? Like, that would have been a perfect ending. But then this guy sent me this video online and I was like, holy crap, these guys did it. They figured it out. Let me show you. So you're basically the person on the vehicle, their momentum is with the vehicle, right? So if you were to jump off, you'd still be going forward like the vehicle. But what these guys have done, have created this mechanism on this back of this flatbed that actually like slingshots the person off of the vehicle to overcome the forward momentum. And so that back momentum cancels out. So when you are away from the truck, you drop straight down. You don't go forward. You don't go backwards. It's brilliant. Like, this is what we should have done on the show.
That is really good. I feel we could have done that. We could have built that. You could have done that. Absolutely.
I mean, look how safe that is.
We were driving to match the air cannon. We were driving at like 50 miles an hour and trying to shoot the air cannon at 50, right?
Yeah. What's even more insane is there is a technique for soldiers to get off of a moving truck as well. They basically just run off the truck. Watch this. I got a clip for you.
Wait,
shows
what?
This. So they train them. They just basically run the length of the flatbed of the truck to get over the forward momentum of the vehicle. And so when they hit the ground, they just drop straight down.
Are they? Oh my God, that hurts
that
my
crazy,
knees
dude?
Watching. These soldiers are jumping completely off the back of the truck and landing like Spider-Man. That, like,
is that wild?
I've broken my knees too many times watching that. Seriously. Oh,
now look at this guy. This guy, he wanted to try it out for himself. So he rented a little vehicle trailer and he's attached it to this truck. And he's basically doing the same thing. He's just running in the opposite direction that the vehicle is moving. And that overcomes the vehicle momentum. And so then you just hit the ground.
Dude, look at that. Tori,
without
totally
going forward,
could have done that.
Right? I mean, that to me makes me nervous. Like, that looks pretty scary because what if you're not running fast enough or if you're running too fast?
Well, I guess you've got to test how fast you can run and then drive at that exact speed is it so that you can jump off. I don't know. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. That looks, I mean, you're canceling your momentum, but getting it wrong seems like worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Hurts. Like, really hurts.
What I loved about the other testers was they created this flatbed slingshot. But one idea I thought we should have tried, this is when I was trying to figure out how we would test it with a human, was basically have like a harness that you hook onto, and it's like, let's imagine a pipe that goes, you know, from the top of the truck down to the back of the truck, and you would hook onto that, and whenever you would release, you would slide down this pole and get enough momentum to land safely on the ground. But
wait, but you're hooked to it.
No, but it would be like a, imagine like two pipes together.
And like a zip line, like, almost.
Kind of like a zip line, except you could be released from it when you get to the bottom.
I mean, all of our troubles with quick releases and things not actually releasing, I feel like that'd be your jackass moment. It would be the bike jumping over the wagon moment where all of a sudden it's like, oh God. And then Tori smashes his balls on the zip line.
It would have been so cool though if we could have recreated that. But it's awesome to see that these guys did. And that's what I love about, you know, YouTube and Instagram now. It's like all these people that used to watch our show, they're now retesting the stuff that we tested.
Oh, wait. We have a clip of a guy who's like, thanks, Mythbusters. You know the one I'm talking about? Oh, like, you commented on it. Yeah. Roll this clip. It was cracking me up.
Does anybody else remember that episode of Mythbusters where they said that if you walk in the rain, you actually get less wet than if you run? I don't know why, but that was like a core memory for me, and I'm taking it very seriously from that day on. And I just found out recently that they made a updated episode where they said actually they were wrong and they did the test incorrectly and you should be running. Never saw that one. You know how dumb I've looked? 23 years of my life, it's been pouring rain. I've been like, people are like, why are you walking? I'm like, Mythbusters.
Dude, so good. Oh, dude.
He wants an apology, and I'm like, you should apologize for not being a big enough fan to watch the follow-up revisit.
Oh my God. You know what's funny is there's like a lot of these video memes of people walking in the rain and going, yeah, Mythbusters. You know, they're like, what are you doing? Mythbusters. So the first time that we tested this, it was Jamie and Adam. And what they did is they took over this warehouse, set up a sprinkler system, and then put on these jumpsuits and spray the water. They would walk and run through. Then what they would do is they would take off the clothes and weigh it and see which one was heavier, which one had actually caught more raindrops.
Yeah, the gimp suit underneath was the funny part because they went to Mr. S Leather and got a for real like gimp suit. I mean, it was a weird rubber suit. I loved how many times we had to go to the Leather Daddy shop to get things because like they don't sell a full body rubber suit at a regular store, but it had, you know, openings and zippers in all the right places generally.
San Francisco, right? Hey. I bet there's not a lot of stores with one of those. But then, so what happened was because they didn't account for windblown rain, that whole experiment was inconclusive. So the methodology was wrong. So you, Grant, and I had to go retest that myth. And I remember we were at the shop and it was a rainy day, but it wasn't raining constantly. So it was like, as soon as the rain would come, we'd stop what we'd doing, put on our jumpsuit and walk and run in the rain. Dude, that was such a crazy day.
How is wearing the gimp suit? Is it comfortable? Like you've got kind of a hairy chest. I imagine it would not be awesome.
Yeah, it does. It catches.
Does it catch?
It's not like a wetsuit. A wetsuit is, you know, it's got the lining inside, so it just slips on and off, and it's like, you know, it does.
Do you have to powder yourself to get in that thing? I can't remember.
I don't remember if we did. We must have. We powdered the suit. We would have to powder the suit. But yeah,
anyway, that's some experiential information. I feel like most people don't know what it's like to wear a gimp suit. So you're that's a takeaway for them. Like, oh yeah, you got to powder your gimp suit.
Yeah. But it's like because of the gimp suit, that was to keep our sweat from skewing the results. Because if we're sweating profusely, we would be adding more moisture to the clothes and that would tip the scale, so to speak.
Well, I don't know how many people went, but it was going for you know, over a decade. But the Mythbusters Explosive Exhibition was our museum exhibition that traveled all over the country. And we had a constant experiment going with running or walking in the rain. You and your friend would both, you know, there was two tunnels, one where you'd walk, one where you'd run. But there was like a iridescent something in the water. Like
a glowing dye.
So you look in the mirror, you could see glowing drops, you count how many drops were in it, and then you'd add to the data. So we've got over a decade of data to prove or disprove that myth at this point.
Yeah. God, that was, and even to this day, it wasn't until this is how long ago we did this experiment that still to this day, I'm like, not sure. Is it better to run or walk through the rain? But it turns out it is better to run than walk.
How many people have we sabotaged that didn't watch the revisit that are walking in the rain right now?
Is that hilarious?
Man, so many people are just getting needlessly wet.
Well, you know what else is crazy? Did you see the one you sent it? So yes, you probably saw this. That's a dumb thing to say. Did you see that video that you sent me? It was the one that the guy retested bull in a china shop.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And his result was completely different than ours.
It was completely different. I just got so he set up the experiment almost the same way. I went and read all the comments because I thought the comments were really funny. He let a bull off into a china shop. He used movie glass china. He set up his shelves within like a little pen, same as we did. I mean, we didn't expect for our bulls when we did bull in a china shop to dance around. We used like six bulls, one, and you know, one, then two, then three, and our bulls didn't knock anything over. I don't, maybe it was an Australian bull because he's got, you know, he's got that accent, or maybe that was more of a pissed off bull. Maybe we used calm, you know, Northern California bulls.
Because we tested that one. It was a side test that we did. We were testing red flag to a bull. And because we were up there working with these bullfighters, we were like, why don't we set up a little china shop in one of the pens and we'll let a bull in and see what happens. You know, it'll be a quick, I remember we were just like, it'll be just a quick throwaway myth. It'll be, you know, perfect. We have time to do it. So we went and bought all these, we went to all these thrift stores, bought all this old chinaware. It wasn't really china, obviously.
We didn't have that kind of budget.
We set up these shelves in this 40 by 40 foot pen. It wasn't that big. And we let the bull in, and the bull was like freaking out.
But like not, our
but not hitting
didn't,
it.
Yeah, our bulls were like, they were running. They were freaking out, but they were so much more agile. Okay. I don't know why our bulls were ballerinas, and that guy's bull was in a china shop, the way that the saying goes. I also learned that in Germany and a lot of other countries, it's not bull in a china shop. It's an elephant in a china shop. I had never heard that. We could have done a supersized revisit.
What I remember was they let in one bull, and it was very self-aware. It knew exactly not to bump into these shelves. And we were like, okay, this is blowing our minds. Let's send in another bull. So we had two bulls. And I think, what did we get up to, like four or five bulls in there at once? And then bull.
Just kept going.
One bull bumped a shelf and knocked over a little bit of china. But nothing like this guy's video. Like this guy's video, his bull destroyed his faux china shop.
Sorry, I am not always the best shopper for everyone. It's hard to find a gift that's really personal. It's something that people actually want. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants my baked goods. They're not that good. So it's hard to find a solution that's something that you can really give that's personal. Like, what is the solution for that?
I'm glad you ask, because that's Aura Frames. And we've actually worked with them before. It's a digital frame, so you can load up any photo you want from anywhere. And it's great because you'll be walking through the house and you're like, look over and it's like, oh my God, remember that? For my Aura frame, I like to put on pictures of our kid, obviously, and our dog. That's basically what, there's a few of us, but it's mostly our kid and our dog.
I mean, since you can get them preloaded before you ship them off to people, you know? I personally, for some of my friends, like to find all of my embarrassing pictures of them. See, we can go back and edit later and add the good pictures, but I love when it first starts rolling through, be like, remember when you did that?
Remember you didn't want to see this photo ever again?
Everybody's got access to the app that has the link, so you can go in and actually change the photos and update them all the time. So you can bring it back to the niceness, but you know, I'm that friend.
But what I love about it is rarely do you go through your photos. At least I rarely go through my photos unless I'm looking for like, what were we doing a year ago, whatever, for this holiday. What's nice about this is it's just constantly on wherever you have it in your house. And it's just memories flooding through. And it's such a great like reminder of, oh man, we went and did that or whatever.
I love that you can upload unlimited photos and video, and all you have to do is just download the Aura app and connect it to Wi-Fi.
And you can even personalize your gift by adding a message before it arrives.
For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com and get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code MYTHFITS at checkout. That's MYTHFITS at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code MYTHFITS. This deal's exclusive to listeners and frames sell out fast. So order yours now and get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. That's MYTHFITS. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what's fun for me to watch is, like, I really do believe that MythBusters was kind of a different show, and it inspired so many YouTube, TikTok, Instagram influencers to redo a lot of the experiments that we did. I mean, like, Mark Rober has done like Shark Week and testing dogs and like
going through the MythBusters catalog. Let's try
clearly
that
a fan,
one.
Clearly a fan. But like, yeah. I love how it's kind of sparked like a continual curiosity, and like people want to do what we did. And we were lucky enough to just like get to do it in the first place. Like,
I know.
We didn't have a guidebook on how to do it. We were so lucky to have those experiences that I will forever be grateful, because I'm never going to be at a party and not have a good story to tell about whatever that we need to relate it to. I mean,
you're like Cliff Clavin from Cheers. Let me tell you,
guys,
that's actually not true.
I got data on that.
Let me tell you what actually would happen.
My daughter loves to go, yeah, I learned that from Carrie Byron. Like, such a brat. What's that, Carrie Byron from MythBusters? Do you have some data on that?
Speaking of daughters, oh my God! Okay, the other night, she's a little rambunctious. This kid, she just turned 4, and we get like as soon as we get out of the car, she's just running down the street. So it's like you got to stay with mommy and daddy. You can't just take off. And so we're trying to go to dinner with my parents. They're meeting us at the restaurant. And we're chasing her all around, and we're like, come on, we're going to get to the restaurant. She's like, yeah, let's go to the restaurant. But as we're going to the restaurant, we pass a candy store. And she runs in and loses her mind. We're like, no, no candy. We got to go dinner first and then we'll come back and get something. She has a complete meltdown. I have to carry her out of the candy store, screaming, crying. So I tell my family, I'm like, why don't you guys go get a table? I'll try to calm her down. Once I calm her down, I'll come in and join you guys. I'm like, she's literally fit to be tied. I wish I had a straight jacket. She's punching me in the face, screaming and crying. People are walking, you know, by looking at me, and you could tell the people who have kids and they're just like, oh, you poor bastard. Like I remember that punching me in the face. And I'm like, come on, just calm down. Come on. We're going to go, you know, like trying everything I can. Then this guy walks by and he's like, and she's screaming, where's mommy? Right.
Oh,
and
no.
He's like, this guy walks by and he's like, yeah, where's her mom? And I'm like, my wife, her mom is at the restaurant right now. I'm trying to get her to calm down. Well, how do I know that? How do I know that that's your daughter? And I'm like, dude, look at her. She looks like we look alike. And if I was trying to abduct this kid, do you think I would be sitting here in the middle of the plaza trying to calm her down? Or wouldn't I just take her and run? And he's like, I'm going to call the cops. I go, call him, please. He's like, this is my town. I'm like, oh, this is your town. Tell me about your town. Meanwhile, he's wearing a Dodgers jersey. So I'm like, is this really your town? Like, where are you from? If you're a Dodgers fan, you're probably not from Northern California. Just my guess. But anyway, I was so livid. I was like, I wanted to kill this guy.
But at the same time, if your daughter was being kidnapped, it would have been like, the story would have been like, and then a good Samaritan actually took notice.
Right. He was trying to be a hero, right? And I'm like, dude, do you see I'm trying to calm my daughter down? The last thing I need right now is for you to be a hero.
Oh, parenting, oh man. Parenting at that age can be quite an experiment. Yeah.
Holy.
I mean, I all the time will walk past like somebody in the grocery store and their kid is laying on the ground, like yeah, the dirty totally ground. Kicking and screaming because they can't get some candy. And you're just, I just walk by, I'm like, yeah, I get like, give them the knowing nod. Like, it's all right, man. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they say that, I mean, that's also something that's supposedly debunked.
What?
That there have been multiple experiments to say that sugar does not create hyperactivity in kids and make them freak out. But anecdotally, I feel like every single parent I've ever met completely refutes that. Like, no. Every Saturday morning, my dad would bring home a big giant thing of donuts. And by noon, my sister and I were clawing each other's eyes out
then
like crashing. Like there's no way it doesn't make us crazy.
Yeah. No, we totally see a difference. Like if you give her a lot of sugar, she will be like crazy.
Scientists be damned. I don't believe it.
So you're trying to inspire kids to get into science? Is that, that's the whole?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a byproduct of Mythbusters. I saw how many teachers were using our clips in the classroom. So even in the most rowdy crowds, when I've been giving a talk to a bunch of kids, the second you put up a video, even the like snarkiest, most obnoxious kid just shuts up and watches the video.
Yeah.
Like, and they're learning it, whether they're, you know, showing off for their friends or not, they're all focusing on the video. So I'm like, this is powerful. So I started working with a learning platform that, you know, does digital storytelling. And through that, we started the National STEM Festival and saw like, you know, how much you can inspire kids into really cool careers. So yeah, I went to Australia, which will all be taken away by AI. Not all of them. Yeah. We have been telling our kids coding. And now AI can do it. And I'm like, we should have been telling them critical thinking. We should have been telling them humanities.
But I
like,
don't know.
Those are future ready skills. Like you have to figure out storytelling. Like those are future ready skills. And I feel like we're the only way we're going to prepare our like next generation of kids is to teach them things that are more essential than just like the basics. Like coding's great. It's great to understand it. But like, nah, you got to know critical thinking. I want to play a clip for you about an experiment that was done with mice. Obviously, I've been a little obsessed with mice ever since. A lot of people have been emailing me because on a show I was talking about I had a mouse infestation.
Yeah.
Everything's fine now, guys. My house is mouse and rat free. And the rat that died inside my car, inside the seat, inside the controls that rotted there, It's all been taken care of, except for like every now I have a ghost smell. But anyway,
you're a regular Pied Piper.
But hey, that is an AI-proof job. Exterminator. Right there. Roll this clip.
In 1968, American scientist John Cannon created an environment for mice that had everything. Unlimited food, clean water, the perfect climate, and hundreds of nests. In theory, this utopia could support nearly 4,000 mice. To start, Cannon just placed 8 mice. And just like Noah's Ark, 4 males and 4 females would go on to populate this utopia. At first, everything looked perfect. The mice bred rapidly, their numbers doubling every 2 months. But then, the nightmare began. Despite endless resources, the population began to collapse. Cannon noticed disturbing behavior. Some males became withdrawn, spending their days grooming themselves obsessively and refusing to fight or mate. He called them the influencers. Just kidding, their total use was the beautiful ones. There were also dominant males that guarded their own harem and prevented the weaker ones from accessing it. These weaker mice would hang out with the females, but not to mate with them. Interestingly enough, these weaker mice would instead attempt to mate with the dominant males. What?
Whoa.
That's so interesting, right? But then, the females also started to abandon and even kill their young. Violence and hypersexuality spread, with mice attacking each other at random. Eventually, reproduction ceased entirely. Perhaps Universe 25 wasn't just about mice, but a mirror held up to humanity. Perhaps material abundance alone isn't enough for a thriving society.
That is terrifying. That's
8
us.
Mice become 2,000 mice. They're living in a utopia. They are living with no need, but it breaks down because they have no purpose. The reason I had pulled that clip up, because obviously my feed is full of all sorts of like weird science things that I'm following, but that one, I immediately just had a flashback to when we did the cereal myth. Do you remember Jamie and Adam were doing the myth that there's more nutrition in a cereal box than the cereal itself? And they did a whole experiment with mice that went horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong. It was a bloodbath. Yes. So they set up these two chambers with these mice, and they had one feeding the mice the cereal, and then another chamber where they were just feeding them the cardboard box of the cereal. And
they
it took a while. It took a while. But then the mice starved. The ones who were getting no food, who were getting the box, they weren't eating it, but they were getting hungry. And so they started eating each other.
Oh, it was so grim. So grim. I feel like the show that we used to make, if we could make it anymore with the dead pigs, the mice. And this is just, I mean, maybe it's just a mouse thing, because I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, I was like very sensitive, and I couldn't stand in the pet store that they were feeding these live mice to snakes, and that you could buy feeder mice and they were alive. So I used to take my allowance when I was really little. It was feral. This was like the 80s. I would go down to the pet store and I would spend my allowance to save these mice. And I'd always keep one or two as a pet, and then I would let the rest go.
Well, I remember when Jamie and Adam were doing the experiment. I think this is this is what happened, if my memory serves me correctly.
I know, it was like 25 years ago.
Which lately it hasn't been. But I remember we went in to do like a checkup. Every morning they would come in and do a checkup on the mice, and they were like, there were 4 mice in here, and there was only 3. Did one get out? And they didn't, I don't think they understood until like the next day where another mouse had been eaten, and you know, they started finding fur and blood, and then they realized what was happening.
Ugh, so
cannibalism.
Ugh. Universe 25. So Tori, when we start our punk rock band, can we call it Universe 25? I feel like that's going to be it right there. That's us.
How are we doing? Should we take a fan question?
I feel like it's that time of the episode where we take a fan question.
All right, Carrie, this fan question comes from Meg Hicks writes, I'm sure it is a long shot that you guys see this, but somebody posted a TikTok of an Adam and Jamie Halloween costume, and it might be the greatest thing I've ever seen. Have you seen this?
Oh, okay. Play
it's
this.
So
I
good.
See it. So it's a tall blonde guy and a black-haired, shorter girl, and not what I would expected. They do that thing where they put the hand to the camera and then like it's
boom.
Adam and Jamie. But like the girl is Jamie and she.
I know.
What?
It's so good.
How did she? What? That costume, they nailed it.
So
yeah, it's not a long shot. We saw it, you guys, and it is amazing.
Oh my gosh, that's wow. So good. Good
stuff.
Good stuff.
I remember when the show was really popular, people would send me their kids dressing up like us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't have them saved anymore because it was the internet is not forever. Like they told us, it's not.
They're scrubbing it as we speak.
Yeah, yeah. You can't get past a certain amount of Google searches anymore, so you only get like the top 10 or something. Like, no, the internet is not forever. I was totally trying to find somebody who dressed up like a little Tory, for just to show you. But nah.
How cute.
It was so cute. Thank you guys.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. It's so good to see everybody.
And Tori, it's so fun to hang out with you every single week. So please, you guys, if you love us, like, subscribe, follow, so that Tori and I can keep having this weekly date.
Yeah,
it's
and go get a t-shirt. Go get a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or a hat. We got merch. Be a MythFit. Show your MythFit pride.
Stay weird, MythFits. See you next week.
Pioneer.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.